Have you ever had an atheist tell you that the Bible teaches that, you know, a woman who is a rape victim is forced to marry the man who raped her? Well, you know, I've heard that so many times, and I could never figure out where they were getting this, because I've read the Bible through many, many times, and I've never seen anything like that, and so I had no clue what they were talking about. So I challenged one of these atheists, and I said, you know, show me where you're getting this from the Bible. And basically, they quoted a scripture from the NIV. And that's why I wasn't familiar with it, because that the NIV does say something like that. But let me show you, first of all, what the King James Bible teaches. It says in Exodus 22:16, "And if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife." Now, obviously, when we see the word entice, it's pretty clear this is not a man raping or forcing a woman. This is actually a consensual act. A woman is enticed by a man. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, we see the same thing again, because Deuteronomy is a repetition of a lot of the same things in Exodus. Even the word Deuteronomy comes from the Greek words meaning second law. Okay, it's the second time he gives the law, and so there's repetition. Listen to Deuteronomy 22:28. "If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed," same thing we saw in Exodus 22, "and lay hold on her and lie with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give unto the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he hath humbled her. He may not put her away all his days." Now, this scripture is clearly not referring to rape. First of all, the Bible doesn't use the word rape in the King James. It uses the word force. And often in the Bible, it will use the word forcing a woman to refer to that. In this passage, we don't see the word force. We see it says that he lay hold on her and lie with her. Now, some people will try to say that lay hold on her means that, you know, it's forcible. But honestly, you know, I don't know how you're going to lie with a woman without laying hold on her. Okay, you're going to, you know, even when you get married, you say to have and to hold. Obviously, you hold on to somebody in that situation. But it says they be found. You know, and again, the implication there is that this is an act between two people. It's a consensual act. There's nothing forcible mentioned. Then the man is forced to marry the girl because he has humbled her, because he has taken away her virginity. Okay, and of course, in Exodus, it's clear that if the father of the damsel doesn't want to give her to him, he doesn't have to, but he still has to pay, you know, the 50 shekels of silver. But if the girl and her father will have him, he has to marry her. Okay, listen to what the NIV changes this passage to in Deuteronomy 22. Verse 28, "If a man happens to meet a virgin who is not pledged to be married and rapes her, and they are discovered, he shall pay the girl's father 50 shekels of silver. He must marry the girl, for he has violated her. He can never divorce her as long as he lives." So in the King James, there's nothing about rape. In the parallel passage in Exodus 22, it's an enticing that's going on. He just lays hold on her and lies with her. They are caught. And then he has to pay the fine and marry the girl. But in the NIV, it's saying, you know, the rapist is going to marry the girl. Now, this is where atheists are getting this attack on the Bible. They're getting it from the NIV. It's not something that they're getting from the King James. Now, somebody could misunderstand the King James, but that's not what it's teaching. Whereas the NIV changes it to actually say it's a rape that's going on, whereas you don't get that from the King James.